checking in with us today is the Growing Opportunities Manager. It's our friend Nicole Wooten. Nicole, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, Glass?
Good. You should be great. Say hi to Margaret. She's here,
good
too.
Good morning.
Hi, Margaret. Good morning.
Now, you sound fired up, and you've got a big, big project that's going on tomorrow morning. It is Growing Opportunities. It is with SCAP. Those are two things maybe not everybody's familiar about, and that's why we're having you on this morning. First, tell us about SCAP, and tell us about being the Growing Opportunities Manager there and what tomorrow is going to bring us.
Great. So SCAP is the South Central Community Action Program, and we are a nonprofit agency based here in Bloomington, and we serve low-income families to help them reach their potential, help them escape poverty and become more independent through a variety of programs. One that a lot of people may have heard of is called Head Start. But we have several other programs, including my program, which is called Growing Opportunities. And it's our newest program at SCAP. And what we do is we have an urban farm here in Bloomington that provides job training for people who are low income with barriers to employment. Many of our clients have disabilities, for instance.
And what other kinds of folks do you help with this program, Nicole?
Well,
I mean, because I see I have the benefit of seeing your press release, and I see the part about the disabilities. But tell me maybe some other kind of client that you might work with.
Sure. Well, there's a lot of different barriers to employment. You know, single parents, for instance, might have a hard time finding employment, and we can serve pretty much anyone who is low income. For example, somebody who maybe hasn't had a job for a long time and is just trying to gain some experience. Our program is a great opportunity for people to learn some basic job skills and gain some experience in our greenhouse. And, you know, if they make a mistake in the greenhouse, we kind of coach them through that so that by the time they complete our program, they are ready to get employment in the community.
Now, the greenhouse is a very interesting angle. Where did that come from, and how did you decide to put that together? And we'll see the opening tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., but that just sounds like an interesting project.
Sure. So, you know, Bloomington is a great food community, and so when we were looking at other job training models across the country, we found some that dealt with greenhouses and growing food. And you know, there's nothing more gratifying than watching fresh produce grow and seeing that change and doing that with your own hands. And so it's something that can be very therapeutic.
It's almost like the teach a man to fish angle too, correct?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. And, you know, we built this greenhouse starting in October of last year, and it was finished in January, and we grow hydroponically, which is growing plants in water without soil, and everything it's a very accessible way of gardening. Anyone can do it, whether you're elderly or you have a disability. It's something that anyone can do. Even kids can do it. And so we wanted to grow in a way that anyone could come into our greenhouse and get started. We wanted to do something with this new program that could be self-sustaining. So we wanted to have a product, and we grow beautiful produce that we sell to local restaurants and grocery stores to help make our program sustainable over time.
And who are some of these participants that have helped you out with that?
Well, so far we've sold to Blooming Foods, Lucky's Market, Upland, Feast, Sahara Mart, as well as Lenny's, and I'm sure there will be more to come.
And so who are some of the folks you've partnered with to do this? Because it looks like you have a long list of those also.
Oh, yes, definitely. This program could not have happened with so many different agencies, nonprofits, different branches of government helping us to get on the map. The biggest one to really get us off the ground was Indiana Housing and Community Development Authority, and they were extremely instrumental in getting our greenhouse built. We've also had support from the Community Foundation, the City of Bloomington, Monroe County Government, of course all of our produce customers, and you know, several individual donors that have been generous and given money out of their pockets.
So, Nicole, if I want to come see this and I want to come to your open house, where am I going? What time? Tell me what's going to happen.
Sure. So our grand opening is tomorrow, July 9th at 10 a.m. And anybody who wants to come is more than welcome. We have planned a really fun event. We're going to have greenhouse tours, and we're going to have tastings so people can come taste our
eat some
lettuce.
Of this yummy food.
Yeah,
do I need to bring my own salad dressing?
No, we'll have salad
crusty
dressing
roll.
For you.
Excellent.
And it's just going to be a really big celebration. At the end of this week, our clients, you know, our very first round of job training clients will have completed 14 weeks out of this 20-week program. So they have needed about 75% of the way through this, and it's a huge accomplishment for many of them. You know, many of them have never had jobs before. Many of them, if they have worked, haven't worked in a while. And so accomplishing something like this is huge for many of them, and we're just so proud of how hard they've worked. So it's really showcasing them and their accomplishment and, our greenhouse as well. And it'll be 10 a.m. tomorrow. Anybody who wants to come should come to Stonebelt's main facility. Stonebelt is one of our major partners, and our greenhouse is located there. And it's at 2815 East 10th Street here in Bloomington. And they should park across 10th Street at the Hinkle Garden Farmstead. We've arranged for parking there. And it starts at
10.
We'll be there.
Nicole Wooten's our guest. Yeah, it'll be indoors. It's a greenhouse. It'll be fine. Nicole Wooten, she's the Growing Opportunities Manager with the S. I'm just going to call it SCAP. I can't remember how many P's or A's are in there, so I'm going to do that. Nicole, if someone's listening and they know somebody that wants to get involved in this program, what's the easiest way to either apply for or talk to somebody to see if they can help out as well?
I would recommend that they check out our website. It's INSCCAP.org, or find the Growing Opportunities Facebook page, and our contact information is on there, so they can send us an email, give us a call, and we'll get them set up to get involved.
Fantastic. Well, best of luck on your event tomorrow. It looks like the rain is going to hold off in the morning for you, so that's good. You might have to wear your mudders.
It's going to be cool, so being in the greenhouse isn't going to be
unpleasant. Oh, 75. That's what temperature will be in the greenhouse. You won't even know if you're inside or outside.
There you go.
Nicole, great job. As always, we appreciate your time, and best of luck with your big open house tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.